Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's hopes for a quick release from jail were shattered when town marshal Henry Lunsford refused to listen to Abner's plea that he didn't want to bring charges against Lum. Uncle Henry insists that Lum made an attempt to break into the Jot 'em Down store, and therefore he must stand trial. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum still in the town jail. Uncle Henry is in the cell with him, carrying out another one of his prison regulations. Listen.
But Uncle Henry, or Marshal, I tell you, I don't need no haircut.
You be quiet, number 6702, and sit still. I'm running this jail. By George, I ain't going to do no slip-shot job of it, neither. Now, I recollect when I was elected marshal, I told my woman, I said, now that I got this job, I'm going to do it right. I say, I'm going to do it right. Now, I finally got me a prisoner. Sit still, huh?
I'm trying to, but them sheep shears are using pulling something awful. Ain't you cut enough off by now?
No, sirree, Bob. We got to get the shorn right down to the scalp. That's the way they do it in the book.
The book?
Why, sure. Half a book. Oh, it's got some wonderful ideas in it. Let's see, it's called Psychological Aspects of Prison Practices, or some such name. Dadgummit, Lum, sit still.
Well, you're cutting all my hair off. Granny's, I'll catch a cold.
Can't help it. Prison regulations.
Wait a minute. Get away from my mustache now. I ain't going to let you cut that off, too.
It's got to go, Lum. Just a second. Let me check with the book.
Yeah, check with the book. If it says my mustache has to be cut off, I'll be dogged if I'll stay in your old jail.
Let's see. Oh, here we are. Mm-hmm. No, I was wrong, Lum. I was wrong. Here's a picture of a criminal here with his mustache still on. Yeah, I reckon you can keep yours.
Well, good.
Well, I do know.
Now, what's the matter?
I was just noticing here, Lum. All these criminals pictured here has got scars on their faces.
Scars?
Yes, I was just...
Uncle Henry, put on them shears.
Oh, I ain't gonna make no actual scars, Lum. I was just thinking, though, we could paint some marks on your face, and I reckon they'd ought to show up like scars when I'd taken your photograph.
Photograph? Is that what all this hair cutting's for?
Yes, sir, Bob. I got it taking your picture for the rogues gallery. I'm going to hang you right up there alongside of all the other criminals.
What other criminals?
Well, I ain't catched them yet. But don't worry, I will. I'll get them. I'm bound and determined I'm going to make a success of myself with this marshal job. And I recollect when I was elected, I told my wife I was going to run the jail right, and I'm going to run it right. And bye.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
What's that?
All righty, Cedric. Come on in. How much money did you raise?
Well, let's see. I got...
No talking. No communication with the prisoners, Cedric.
Well, I just want to tell Mr. Lum how much money...
I can't do that, Cedric. Talking is just allowed during visiting hours. And visiting hours is from 3 to 4 o'clock p.m. You can come back then.
Well, it's nearly 3 now, just about.
Can't help it. You got to wait till 3. Just sit down there and keep your mouth shut.
Yes, Mom. Mm.
And no signals behind my back.
No, Mom. Boy, you look funny without no hair.
Cedric! I said no talking. And no remarks about the haircuts I give, either. That's official regulation one.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I'd like to get a haircut like that. How much do you charge for them?
It don't cost nothing, Cedric. You just have to get in jail first, that's all.
Well, how do I go about getting in? Is there some dues to pay or something?
Just a minute. There's something suspicious going on here. You two talking outside of visiting hours. Yes, there's something suspicious. Cedric, you ain't brung Lum a loaf of bread, have you?
Loaf of bread?
Yeah, with a file in it. By George, I'd love to tear open my loaf of bread and find a file in it. Ain't found a single file since I've been marshal.
Well, I can get one over to the blacksmith shop. You want me to bring it over next time I come?
I wish you would, Cedric. Hide it in a cake or something.
For goodness sakes. Uncle Henry, can't you stop all this foolishness and let me talk to Cedric? It's 3 o'clock now.
What? 3 o'clock? Well, by Jasper, it is. Yes, sir, Mom. Drop everything. It's visiting hours now. I'll go ring the bell, and don't say a word till you hear me ring the bell. Gotta observe strict regulations around here, and there's only one way to run a jail, and that's to run it right. I say,
it's cradle, Bradle.
Reckon what size of a file he wants me to bring.
All right, go ahead.
Well, come on, hurry up, Cedric. How much money was you able to sell them belongings of mine for?
Oh, $8.25.
$8.50? Granny's, is that all you could sell them things for?
Yes, Mom.
Why, that rocking chair alone was worth more than that. Granny's, I can't hire me no lawyer for $8.50.
Well, you still got some more stuff over there to sell. You want me to try to sell some more of it?
No, it ain't no use, Cedric. I don't reckon a lawyer would do me no good no way. All Abner has to do to win the trial is just get out that paper I signed giving him my half the store and bakery. Soon as he shows that in court, well, I'm done for. That paper will prove I never had no business breaking in the store. It's burglary is what it is.
Well, what if he don't show the paper, though?
Well, don't you worry, he will. He has to. It's the only piece of evidence there is in this trial. The whole thing rests on that. No, Cedric, I'm done for, that's all.
I'll be proud to sell the rest of your things. I believe Mr. Squire will buy some more of it.
Some more? You never sold Squire none of them other things, did you?
Yes, Mom, all of them. He said he was proud to help out old and rusty friend, or something like that.
Why, that old hypocrite. He was the one that got me in here. First, he talked me into breaking in the store to get the paper, and then he told Abner that I was going to do it. So that Abner could have me arrested.
Reckon what he done that for?
Oh, it's plain enough, Cedric. Long as I can recollect, Squire's wanted to get hold of the store. But he knows I'm too smart a businessman for him. So natural, he wants to get me out of the way, like getting me thrown in jail. And then he figures he'll have an easy time swindling Abner out of the store. He can do it, too.
Well, that's funny, because Mr. Squire talked like he's awful friendly.
Wait a minute. There comes Abner. Don't say nothing to him about me trying to raise money for a lawyer.
Oh, no, Mom, I won't. Fact is, I better be getting over to the blacksmith shop so as I can get that file for Mr. Uncle Henry.
Yeah, bring one over and get him satisfied. So long, Cedric.
So long, Mr. Long. Hello, Mr. Abner. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Cedric. Well, howdy, Long. What's Cedric and said? What?
What are you laughing at?
Why, doggies, what happened to your hair, Law? You look like you've been through one of them electric fans.
Well, don't laugh. This is the least of what I got to go through around here. Granny, it's worse than ever since Uncle Henry got some book that tells what they do in a big penitentiary.
Book?
Yeah, he got me doing everything the book says.
Huh.
Brought in a bundle of hemp a while ago and told me to make some rope out of it.
Some rope?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know how to make rope. And then he read where some penitentiary had a baseball team. So this morning he had me playing baseball all by myself.
Baseball? Well, you can't play baseball by yourself.
I know it. All I could do is throw the ball up in the air and catch it, but there ain't no game to that.
Why, of course not.
Now, you got to get me out of here before I go stark raving mad crazy, Abner.
Well, I don't know, Lum. I don't believe I can get you out of jail. I just ain't no use talking to Uncle Henry. I've done tried that. But you don't need to worry, because I know you'll win the trial easy, Long.
Well, I don't know how. I'm guilty of breaking in the store, ain't I?
Well, you ain't guilty if you break in your own store, are you?
Of course not, but I never broke in my own store. Wait a minute. Abner, you don't mean you to...
That's exactly what I mean. Right, doggies, we'll destroy that paper and the store's half yours again.
Granny, would you actually do that, Abner?
Why, sure. Facts is, I'm going to do it right now.
Well, good for you.
I just come over here to get your key so as I can go over to your place and get the paper.
To my place?
Yeah. Well, I never let you know, Lum, but you had that paper for several days. It weren't at the store at all.
What are you talking about?
Well, you recollect when you taken some books home from the library?
Yeah.
Well, that paper was hid in one of them books you taken.
For goodness sake. For goodness sake.
What's the matter?
I just happened to think of something.
Huh?
I'm a ruined man, Abner.
Ruined?
Cedric sold them books to Squire Skimp.
Oh, my goodness.
Granny, now that Squire's got them papers, I ain't got a chance in the world to win the trial.
Wait a minute. There's Uncle Henry's bell again. Reckon what he wants now.
I don't know. Nothing matters now. I'm a ruined man.
Oh, me. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
What's the matter now, Uncle Henry?
Oh, I've just figured out something terrible. You know who's supposed to try this here case for Lum?
No, who?
The Justice of the Peace.
The Justice of the Peace?
Yes, sir. And you know who that is?
Why, of course, Lum is Justice of the Peace.
Well, there you are. It looks like Lum has got to try himself. And I can't figure no other way out of it.
Well, Granny, don't try. This is the first good news I've heard in a long time. Gonna try myself.